is Deanna, and our guest today is Tony Pantelleresco, and he has a lot of websites, and those websites are listed on the schedule page, which you may find at spingola.com. Click on the button on the left, it says Radio Schedule, and then click on March, and you will find all of his website addresses, and just click on them and visit his websites, including his YouTube user website. We're talking about stress, and yes, stress comes in many different forms, and you were talking about frequencies, and yes, they're all over. The cell towers, the smart meters. I'm lucky enough to not have a smart meter. I anticipate that they will force me at some point in time to have one. I have eliminated most of the electricity in my bedroom, including the electric clock. I did have it 6 feet away from the bed, but I thought, I'll get rid of that. And you shouldn't. You should not take your cell phone to bed with you. You should not. You shouldn't have it in your bedroom at all. You should shut down your network at night so that you're not getting hit with frequencies. And for goodness sake, you shouldn't have your router or your network in your bedroom. That would be the worst place to have it. And if you're going to use a Kindle, put it on airplane mode. So that you really don't need to have it any other way except airplane mode, unless you want to update your links and your highlights and that kind of thing. And if you have an iPad, you can do the same thing. You download all of your stuff that you want, whether you have Amazon Music, which I do have a lot of mediation tapes and whatnot. You put it on airplane mode so that you're not getting zapped, and you can still listen to your meditation music or your whatever you want to listen to, but you're not getting the frequencies. Isn't that correct?
That's a lot of it, but you got to also consider as well, you can do all those things and they will have a benefit, but like I said, depending on where you're living today. I just got a call from Australia the other day, and they live in an area where they just put up a 5G. 5G is already up and running.
I know.
All the bunk that they're telling you, you got another baloney. It's already up and running. Anyway, this woman has a tower they built up, and they got five of the array pointing right at her in her direction toward her home. So she shielded the house with lead. She has one of these old concrete-type homes that have the lead mixed with it.
Mm-hmm.
She put up the window. She shielded the window. She shielded everything. Now they're finding a frequency coming in from through her electrical. She says the floor, because the wire is embedded in the concrete, the floor gets hot, so to a point where the animals are getting burned.
Oh dear.
So so we've been talking, and I've been trying to help them out to minimize the overload. So if you're in an area where you're surrounded heavily by these frequencies, you need to really get some shielding going on, Faraday cages built. You need to ground yourself. You need to create a discharging plate or aluminum foil where you can step on barefoot to discharge. Forget about earthing. The earthing isn't going to work today because you are the earth.
Right, because it's dirty electricity.
That's right. All the nanoparticles that are on the earth are superconductive. And if you're... And the way it works is your power lines are going up and the return lines are going down. So you're inside of a coil. So when you're out there earthing, with these particles being charged up, you're not discharging. You're actually charging up from the array that's in your neighborhood. So you got to discharge. That's the problem. Everyone's getting overloaded. Even when you go to bed at night, you might want to wear a grounding strap. Make sure your house has got a direct ground and wear one of those things, because you'll find... A lot of the inflammation that you're having is coming from being overloaded or over inundated with the frequency assaults that you're getting just from your frequency environment that you're in. This is why I'm saying today that a lot of the old concepts like stress and even certain diseases that we've been considering in the past coming in from some sort of pathology isn't anymore coming from those sources anymore. They're actually being created in us through the through whatever medium they're using, through frequencies. I mean, with a frequency, I can set a frequency, attenuate to the DNA of a tumor, and shoot you with it and grow a tumor with a frequency. You know, you can also do the same thing with your DNA. You can take your DNA and you can fire that DNA back into you. You can maybe even reset the DNA with these frequencies. So this is being used at, and you're being exploited, you know, either through NASA, CIA, FBI, whatever, whoever, whatever alphabet you want, conducting these experiments on the general population. So when we're talking frequencies today, we got to start thinking in terahertz bands and in the laser band, which is again a higher EMF band, because that's what they're hitting everybody with. This is why people are forgetful. People can't seem to get motivated. They're kind of listless. They have no get up and go. They can't heal correctly or heal properly, because you're constantly being broken down. If you're being hit with terahertz frequencies, your mitochondria is literally coming unglued. And without the mitochondria being intact, you cannot produce the ATP for the cells to function. Ergo, you have no energy. Ergo, your body's in repair mode all the time. And that draws energy from life. So that's what they're doing. So when we're looking at some of the components, any new metal, any nanometal, any kind of metal that's on a nanoscale, okay, will be extremely lethal and toxic. They're lethal and toxic anyway to the DNA and the mitochondria and the genetic code. But when you add a frequency to it, it actually accentuates the potency and the damage that these things can do in conjunction with each other. They form a synergy or a bond.
Wow. Now, it's my understanding, or at least my suspicion, that the reason that they banned lead paint was so that they could spy on us, so that they could do what they are doing to us. It wasn't because lead paint has been around for a long time. And if you really figure out what kind of damage that lead paint has done, it might be minimal compared to what they're doing to us now. Correct?
If at all. Who eats lead? Who
exactly.
I don't believe half the horse hockey they told us that kids are eating lead chips and getting sick. That may probably have happened maybe 1 out of 100,000. Maybe. I totally agree what you're saying. They took the lead paint out of the house. They were using it during the 40s and the 50s for the Cold War, just in case the Ruskies come over and drop a nuke on us, right? So that if the house didn't fall apart, at least we would have been shielded with the lead. So why did they take it? They even took out, remember the those window shades they used to sell before? I don't know what the heck they're called. But they had like the metal things, and so you could go up and down, and you could turn
the Venetian blinds?
Yeah, the blinds. Remember the blinds? They were all lead as well. So if you had a dirty bomb go off in your neighborhood, and you dropped the blinds and turned them so that they covered everything, that would have saved you from radiation poisoning. Now, if you had those same things going on right now, they could not fire a frequency through your windows because that would block that from coming through. And if you put a grounding strap on those blinds and you had a direct ground, the frequency would hit that blind and go into the earth. So this has all been a bunch of horse hockey all the way around.
Now, I do have a grounding. I have grounding sheets and whatnot. But you do need to make certain that the earth that you're grounding to does not have a lot. You need to make sure it's clean, that it doesn't have a lot of frequencies going through it, correct?
If it's a ground, it's a ground. It's just going to go right into the earth. That's it. You know, I'm not sure. Okay. I've heard so many other things told by so many different people, but they say you shouldn't have it going through you. Like hell. I mean, if it doesn't go through you, it can't take it out. Okay. And when you are, and if you don't have it come out, your body builds up that charge like a capacitor until it reaches a bursting point and breaks. So at least it has an outlet to go. So if you have, let's say you had those blinds again, even if you had aluminum and iron, let's say a mixture of aluminum and iron blinds, that will act as a shielding to a certain degree. And if you have a grounding strap running from that into the earth, or into a direct ground into your house, that will deflect some of the frequency hit going through your window. The lead would have been better, but that's why they took those lead blinds out. It wasn't because, oh, they can cause cancer and all. You know, if you ate the stuff, maybe. But
right.
Who eats this?
Sure.
But anyway, that's why they took it out. They made us as defenseless as possible. This is why they put glyphosates in the food. It was designed to strip out of the colon the healthy bacteria and immune system that's in the colon that protects the body. It was designed to break down all the nutrients, about 8 different nutrients and minerals in the body that your body required, 4 or 5 of them for the brain directly, strip them out, and then they started loading everybody with nanometals, because the nanometals would have permeated into the colon as well. And then your body would start using those metals as minerals because it'd be looking for them.
Right.
Okay, so then now you're weak. You have no fight. You're constantly sick. You're constantly broken down. And now I can hit you with voice to skull technology. I can now hit you with different arrays of frequencies to alter your DNA. I get women calling me up from all over the planet. And the biggest problem that a lot of them are getting with, and I'm talking even 80-year-old women, okay, is they're being targeted in the genitalia area. So something, they're looking for something in that area, or they're just, because again, it's no longer military control completely. This is also being done by artificial intelligence. AI is doing a lot of this frequency hitting.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're looking at a lot of what's going on, AI is doing a lot of this stuff. People don't realize the AI. You know, I was going back to Elon Musk. You know, I agree with him to a degree that this is the most dangerous thing going. Where I disagree with him is he wants to put a chip inside your brain to increase bandwidth.
Oh, gosh. You
know, the only thing that's going to increase the bandwidth is going to increase the bandwidth of artificial intelligence to be able to access your brain. I'm not sure if he's not thinking, or I'm not sure if he's just implementing this because he's part of the program. Not sure. But either way, do not allow anybody to implement any chip inside your head. You will have direct access to AI, but AI has direct access to you too. And now you are a peripheral of AI, and it can be controlled. This is what's going on with the cell phone. People are being controlled, or what I call possessed. The phone is taking over people's thinking. This is a form of possession. See, artificial intelligence can fire whatever program through these phones, and people will fall for it. How many times have you seen a person do a selfie and they look completely ridiculously retarded? Now, why would anybody do something that stupid unless perhaps they might have had a program or a voice to skull hit them in the head to get them to do something this stupid? This is where we're at today, and this is not science fiction anymore. This is science reality.
Right.
So when we're talking, you know, protection, we have to basically not necessarily reinvent the wheel. We have to take what we already know and just fortify it so that it can meet today's assault with technology. That's what we have to do. The number one thing is don't buy any smart televisions. The last one I saw was an AI nano-operated television. That's a direct energy weapon in your home that can target you anywhere in the house. Because, again, it's smart technology. That should not be even in the house, period. Anyhow, these smart washers and smart dryers and smart stoves, either people have become so stupid they don't know how to turn a knob or push a button or flip on a switch. If that's the case, they shouldn't have these things in the house in the first place, because they'll burn it down anyway.
Right. Now, back in 2012, I interviewed Dr. Samuel Milham, and he is the author of Dirty Electricity, Electrification, and the Diseases of Civilization. And right after I interviewed him, I purchased probably 25 or 30 Graham Stetzer filters that filter out dirty electricity. And I have some other gadgets also. But we do have to take precautions to protect ourselves not only against electricity, but all of the other frequencies that are now all around us.
Oh, I think electricity is the least of your concerns. AC, we should never have gotten with AC, but...
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you.
AC was the most convenient, the way it worked, but it doesn't work with us.
And it was done because of profit.
Yeah,
and
huge.
We should have gone with Tesla. But, of course, the government stole all of his research.
Tesla was using AC, but he had a means of transferring energy through induction. And that would have worked better because nobody would have got hurt with that.
Right.
But Westinghouse and who was the other electrical company? There were two of them. It wasn't Edison. It was Westinghouse and another one. When he was going to go with free energy, that's when they offed him.
Because they want to harness all of the resources of the earth that belong to everybody and make profit off of them, as they want to do off of our bodies. Now, there must be a list somewhere on your website about some of the things that one can use to protect themselves. You talked about a strap. What else have you talked about? I've got a list somewhere that I was putting together about the clothing that one could wear. You can even build your own little tent over your bed that would prevent the frequencies.
That will work for some. Okay, let me be clarified on some of this stuff. A lot of frequencies you may be able to block, some you can't, some you won't, because they're on a higher bandwidth. Depending on what bandwidth the frequencies are coming at you is what you'll be able to block. But mitigating any frequency from accessing you will go a long way in protecting you and keeping you a lot healthier. You can go to a hardware store. You can buy the old aluminum meshes they used to use for windows and doors.
Mm-hmm.
And you can weave together three or four of them, make a tent to hang over your bed, and then ground that to a direct ground as well.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, you can't just leave them out there without some kind of grounding.
Right.
What I found is if you just use an aluminum shielding, it can collect static charge from being bombarded. Now you have a capacitance going on, which you can get hit with that. So it has to have some means of discharge in order to, again, direct it away from you. You can go get something called Kapton, Kapton.
Mm-hmm.
It's not cheap, but you can use that and tape that over your windows. That's supposed to block all frequencies. It's supposed to be one of the materials used in the stealth airplanes, from what I'm reading, from what I've researched. They did use it in the airplane industry as an insulator for the electrical, but it wasn't a very good insulator. Something happened where they blamed it. They said they blamed it for the problems that they were having, but when you actually look at the testing on it, and I think I had one guy did test it, he says it does block the frequency, so you could put that over your windows. I even cut pieces and put them over my yellow lenses. And what I found with that is when I'm looking at the blue beam lights that are out in the street and in cars and whatever, where before what I would see is the light changing from blue to green because it was filtering out the blue. Now what I was seeing with that capped on, the light wasn't coming out as a light, it was coming out as particulates, like particles.
Wow.
So it was breaking it down that much. So this is something you can also use for your windows and stuff, even if you want to put some over your sunglasses.
Right. I have a couple pair of glasses that block the blue light. Anyway, General Electric is what the other company, right? There were a couple of people mentioned that in the chat room. Okay, we're going to go to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
All righty. Welcome back. I hate to cut into that song. Somebody wrote that and offered it to me a few years back, and I used it on one of my other programs. And I just love the thought behind it. That here we are, a millions of human beings on a planet, and we should be loving each other and doing the best that we possibly can, not wanting to hurt anybody else. But yet we have a lot of psychopathic people who are running the government, running the corporations, and to them, profit is more important than people. And that's a very unfortunate thing, that that they are destroying the planet, the whole Earth, because of what they are doing, just in the name of money, the love of money, right? Tony, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Oh, I got screwed up here. I was, anyway, yeah, I'm here. Sorry. You know, I was listening to, I think I was listening to you. I hope I was.
You weren't listening to somebody else, were you?
No. I my recorder screwed up.
Okay. I'm just giving you a bad time, because that's what we do to each other, right?
You be careful. You know what I'll talk about and turn you red.
I know.
Hey, speaking of which, we need to touch on just for a quick second.
You like to make me blush, and I know
I know this makes you feel so warm and fuzzy on the inside. this week, a bunch of friends of mine who studied the esoteric stuff, because with technology, you can get possessed. People don't realize that possession doesn't necessarily mean some sort of spiritual, demonic, devil take you over kind of thing, which it could still be the same thing, just except it's being done now through technical means. So a buddy of mine sent me this article about study on sex and possession through sex. I thought, well, this was interesting. So I'm reading this thing, and I'm thinking, holy jumping, because this is exactly what's going on with a lot of people. And the point I'm trying to make is, on this, you better be careful who you are indulging yourself with, because you don't know what might get transferred. See, the nano that's in us is transferable, in the sense that if two people are copulating and there's an exchange of DNA through fluids, the DNA will have the nano in it. So what happens is, when that sperm reaches the egg, you have thousands of nanoparticles in the sperm, and you have thousands and thousands of it in the egg, and then you got thousands and thousands of it in the uterus. So when the zygote starts to assemble and produce a something now, it is going to be loaded with nano from inception. So as this child is being developed, it will have this nanotechnology embedded. And then the wonderful thing happens. It comes out of the tunnel of love. It takes a look outside, and what has it got waiting for it? Needles. Lots and lots of needles.
Right. And a knife.
And a knife.
Yeah. And without anesthetic.
Loaded with nano.
Yeah.
Which is being injected as a delivery method, which now bypasses the tissues. It goes directly into the DNA. Now, when we're talking nanoparticles, let me give you another scope on this. Consider a nanoparticle is 1/1,000,000,000 of a meter, okay? And one cell can hold tens of thousands of nanoparticles. And you inject that into a child at birth. Those particles now are in high concentrated compartments in this menstruum that they're dumping into the brain, which again goes through the liver to the brain. Mm-hmm. What happens when those particles start to congest the blood flow into the brain? Gets into the cellular matrix of the brain and saturates the matrix, the cellular connections to the brain, to see the colon and so forth and so on. What happens? You create a major short circuit. Brain's no longer communicating with itself. It has now been bypassed with the nano. This is why they're trying to force these vaccinations program. Did I send you that site with all the information on the nano, not the vaccines?
Yes.
There are tons and tons and tons of reports about how dangerous these things are, but nobody sees that. Again, nobody reads. Nobody pays attention. They're too busy watching the idiot box or the cartoon channel. So when you're looking at Parkinson's and you're looking at Alzheimer's and you're looking at autism, this is all tied to nano poisoning. Accumulation of nanoparticulates over either decades, again, through the initiation of vaccines or whatever.
Wow. All righty. We will be right back momentarily after a word from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Reaching for a dream of peace.
Alrighty. We are back with our honored guest, Tony Pantelleresco, and you may find his links, his many links to his websites and information on the radio schedule page by visiting Spingola.com. Click on radio schedule button on the left and click on March, and you will see all of the links to his website. One of the chatters is talking about Crohn's disease, and which so many people have IBS, Crohn's disease, digestive problems, and that is because of, well, it's because of a lot of things, but give us your take on that.
It's all grain orientated. All of it. Grain, nano in the grain, the smart dust, smart bots. It's everything that I, like I said, I had to reevaluate everything. Everything I thought was, you know, whatever. And the one thing I found, once I got everybody off all the bread, all the cereal, all the pasta, all the rices, all the quinoas and the buckwheat and the oat and the barley, all rice, all of it, people that had was supposedly lacto intolerant, mm-hmm, all of a sudden could drink milk again. All of a sudden could eat yogurt again. All of a sudden could eat cheese again. And my take on that was it was reacting with what was in the bread. The moment they get off the bread, And they're off it. Even after 4 weeks, they will see a significant difference in their capacity to digest, process different foods, foods that they thought they could never eat before, or eat again. They can now go back to eating. And what everybody does is when you get them off the grain, about 3 weeks later, and whatever bread that they're eating, they eat a piece of bread and they start feeling sick. And I tell them all the time, it's because we've been so inundated with eating these breads and these grains that our bodies have been telling us all this time that this is not good for us, but we don't respond because we've acclimated to the food. But once you get off of it, and I mean all of it, when you eat it, you notice a big difference. All of a sudden you bloat, you'll get extended, you'll get very gassy. Sometimes some people get nauseous, whatever. But like I said earlier, they're spraying nano silver in the field, nano silica in the field, smart dust, smart bots, smart sensors. This is all going into the genetic of the plant. You cannot wash that out. Then you got the stuff coming down from the sky, you know, and that all plays a role. The European health director over there stated unequivocally that organics are completely neutralized by the chemtrails. There is no organic to speak of. And even if even back in the day, 60s and 70s, when the organic was sort of, you know, kind of in its infancy and fighting to find a niche in the health food industry realm because the mainstream was trying to suppress the organic. Even then, what was happening is whatever was being farmed as quote-unquote organic was either irradiated, chemically treated, chemically bastardized, or microwaved, or treated, again, stored in a facility where they would put nano silica or other chemicals in order to keep bugs and rats and other things from breaking.
Oh, activity. Right.
Now, so a lot of.
Go ahead. A lot of people will say, "Oh, no milk. Milk is designed to be used by calves." You know.
More for me.
Okay.
More for me. I've been saying that vegans are the dumbest people that ever walked on 2 feet. I mean, dumb beyond belief. It's the most anti-nutrient diet anybody can go on. That's why people go on those diets for a short interim. Now, their biggest argument is, oh, the poor cows are being, you know, mutilated and killed and blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. You have a small argument for animal cruelty, but not to become an idiot. Now, they don't realize that every time they want to eat their soy and their tofu and all that other crap, we got to clear cut all kinds of acreages from trees. Trees that I prefer standing so I can breathe.
Right.
So now we got to clear cut all those trees, turn that into farmland, spray more chemicals on the soil, more glyphosate, more atrazine, more 2,4-D, more estrogen-dominant pesticides on the soil, altering the genetic code and the DNA of the planet, furthering scorching the planet. This is the result of this stupidity. Then when you actually go on, do you see that four-parter on veganism? Have you taken a look at that? It shows you these vegans and how they're advocating veganism, and every one of them look like hell.
Like they're dead.
Yeah, like hell.
Yeah, or half dead. It's not sustainable.
You can't do it. No, it's not a complete diet. You're missing in that you cannot get taurine from that diet. I had a vegan come in here one day, and all he could think about with taurine was bile. I said, "You're an idiot." I said, "I did. No, I'm at the stage in life. You know, my sensor button is broken. I tell people if you're stupid. I even speak Canadian to them, so I can't say that on the radio what I tell some of these people. But they're bloody stupid, and I tell them all the time. Taurine regulates the brain, the heart, the liver. Growth hormone response, your immune system regulates insulin, but this guy, all he got out of it, I couldn't believe the idiot. And another vegan came in my store one day, and she started ranting and raving to me about this, and I said, vegan, and I told her, saying vegans are the dumbest people that walk on 2 feet. You guys don't have enough brain cells to create a spark. I said, all the phytates you're consuming, all the fibers that are pulling the nutrients out of the body, and then they start proclaiming that the vegan diet has all the food, all the nutrient density that you can get. There is no truth to that either. And the thing is, and whatever nutrients are in these foods, a lot of times you can't break down. For instance, if the plant doesn't have enough cellulase in it, you can't digest it. So it goes in one way, uses your body's energy to process it to kick it out the other. So taurine is one thing they don't get. Iodine is another thing they don't get in any significant amount unless they're eating pounds and pounds of seaweed. They're not getting any boron. They're not getting any vitamin A, any vitamin D, no zinc, no copper. Imagine that, no zinc and no copper. You're basically brainless because these iodine, boron, zinc, and copper, and taurine are brain nutrients. This is why I say they're the dumbest people to walk on 2 feet. They're not getting any of these things. And even though it may be in some of the things they're eating, they're not able to access those things. You know how they tell you spirulina's got B12 in it and all, and one of the few plants that has B12? Well, you look at all these vegans, they're all supplementing B12. If that was the case, and if that was a B12 that was accessible to absorb, they wouldn't need to do that. But it doesn't. You can't get it. So this is the facts that these people overlook. And a lot of people that have tried the vegan thing, a lot of them go back to eating meat. You got to have something. They don't have to eat red meat. They don't want to eat meat. That's fine. You can eat an egg. You can eat cottage cheese. You can eat yogurt. You can eat dairy. You know, when they tell you the milk is for whatever, you know what? More for me. If you're that stupid and don't understand the nature of proteins and nutrient, and that now that is a full, high-dense nutrient food. And anybody that took that and a potato could actually live on that. But
Lierre Keyes, there was a writer, Lierre Keyes, wrote a book. She was a diehard vegan, and she got so sick, and she wrote a book taking back her views on being a vegan, and she was attacked by her other believers who still maintained veganism was wonderful.
Veganism is designed to turn people into morons, because if you don't have the brain nutrients to keep your brain functioning, then what winds up happening is you become an idiot, and then you're very susceptible to being be easily influenced. See, if you attack a vegan, you're not going to fight. They'll lay there and die. Attack a meat eater, they're going to give you a war. That's just the way it goes. And again, this is a way to disarm the male population. Another thing to disarm the male population. Did you hear at all what's going on in Georgia? I'm trying to pass legislation that every time a man releases a sperm, he's supposed to report this.
What?
Yeah.
No, I must have missed that.
I'll send you that one. I'll send you that to Sky. Oh, no, it's so ridiculously retarded. But this is, again, if there's any men who have any testosterone and a brain left, they will try every way they can to undermine that male. It's just the way it goes. Now, if a male is stupid enough to allow them to do this, or isn't aware this is what's going on, and figures this is how he has to capitulate in order to exist in this system, then, you know, they'll submit. But anybody who's gotten, like I said, I got no censor button anymore. Been through the game, went through the gambit, and now, basically, I have a different mentality altogether. You know, the way I see it, if you're that stupid and you don't want to listen to somebody who's been through the gambit, pain will be your teacher, and pain will teach you well. You know, I'm reading a thing here now on your Skype. I'm reading this. Yeah, she should be doing the opposite, not eating the grains and using the dairy.
Right. You know, I used to eat something that I got at Trader Joe's, gluten-free bread, and then rethinking that, I've been using coconut flour, and I also mentioned to you in one of our interactions that I had used something called I know you're going to make some tiger nut flour.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I know what you said, you know, but it's an actual flour from a nut. And the coconut flour is it's really good. You use a lot of eggs to give it a body, and I really like using coconut flour. And I've stopped eating the other bread. But yeah, it's just very difficult to know exactly what to eat because there's so many people that promote one thing over another, and it's kind of, I
keep it very basic. I go back to the four food groups, but I go back to the old food pyramid that they had back in the 50s. Meat on top, dairy right below, fat below that, fruits and veggies below that, and grains at the bottom. Now, even with the fruit and veggies, again, if they're not root-based veggies, I don't encourage it today because of the exposure to nanoparticles
right.
and stuff like that. But the root-based ones like carrot, parsnip, garlic, onion, ginger, turmeric, celery root, potato, sweet potato, cassava, beets, use. You're still going to have it in them, but not to the extent that you're going to see on the surface. As far as fruit goes, the only ones I'm really propagate, if any, today, are just your citrus, your apples, and your pear, anything that's got a real hard, dense outer skin. All the berries, all the grapes, all the apricots, peaches, and plums, they're a complete wash. Cherries, when we looked at them under a scope, they were completely inundated. There's no way you can consume them safely, but you can juice them and filter the nano out. That you can do. So if you're going to do that, then use them that way. That would be the safest way and the most nutritious way anyway, because you're extracting a higher concentration of the components in these foods, because the majority of the foods don't have the nutrient density that they once had anyway. So, but that's the only way you can do it. And as far as meat goes, get it as lean as possible. Use saturated fats. I don't care what you use, whether you're using coconut oil, whether you're using butter. Coconut oil and butter basically almost have identical values as far as their nutritional content. Cocoa butter, palm oil, if you can handle the taste of palm oil, tallow, ghee, lard, lanolin, these all can be utilized and consumed. Those are the fats that we actually need today to sustain our cellular integrity and to help repair the cellular integrity from being hit and targeted with terahertz frequencies. So when we're talking diet, I don't use any grain at all. I'm Mediterranean. I mean, and the only ones that I was eating when I was eating it was rye. I loved rye. I didn't like it. I would put it in a toaster just to warm it up.
Mm-hmm.
Just to warm it, just so the butter would melt on it, and I would eat like four or five slices. I don't even touch that anymore because of what I just mentioned. And it was causing me horrific breakouts after I ate it. Now, keep it as simple as possible. My theme for diet is really simple. Look at your environment, what you're exposed to, the nature of the exposure that you are wherever you're at. That's what your diet should be based on, because you're going to need to eat a diet that's going to help you fortify against whatever environmental toxicity that you're going to be dealing with, whether it's frequency, whether it's air pollution, whether it's smog, whether it's car pollution, whether it's metals. If you're working in a factory where you're dealing with solvents, or you're dealing with metal, or you're dealing with chemicals, you have to gauge that and then determine your diet based on what you're being exposed to, because whatever that stuff is going to take out of you, or however it's going to break you down, that's how you should be eating to reestablish what was lost, rebuild what was broken, or to repel or to resist whatever is coming your way. That's how we should be eating. So when we're talking, I'm in an area where I've got 5G and I've got terahertz frequencies, I'm surrounded by electronics, saturated fats going to be at the top of the food chain here, you know. Electrolytes are going to be right there, right with it. I need to restore the my electrical conductivity. I'm going to need to discharge my body so I don't have a buildup of these frequencies in my cells. I'm going to need to use things that are going to fortify my cells, like vitamin A, vitamin E, saturated fats, no omega-3s, because omega-3s break down the fat barriers around the cells. I'm going to use omega-6s. You know, I'm going to be eating the skins of the chicken or the turkey or the duck. I'm going to eat foods with a high fat content, like duck or like chicken or like turkey. Well, turkey doesn't have a lot of fat, but you know what I mean? Anything that's got a high fat content, I'm going to be consuming. Cream, cheese, yogurt with full fat.
Wow. All righty. We will be right back, and we are going to take phone calls in the next hour with your questions. Be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Our guest today is Tony Pantelaresco, and we will be taking your phone calls with questions and comments in the next hour at 800-313-9443. So yeah, it's just a very difficult thing to know what one can eat and what they can't eat. It's pretty distressful sometimes because
well, like I said, just think in terms of your environment. Okay, we can no longer go by four basic food groups or being extreme, like all-fat diet, the ketogenic diet, the
all-right
diet, the all-carbohydrate. It's just ridiculous. You can do these things every so often. I mean, I'll go on a binge or I'll go buy cream and I'll consume cream like crazy for a couple weeks. And what happens is, though, I have to get off of it, you know, or I might increase my carbs sometimes because I'm not getting enough. But protein is my main, protein and fat are the top main things I deal with because of the nature of what I do and how I live and what I'm exposed to. I do eat, I'm constantly supplementing, in regard to, because again, the nature, because I've got assaulted with nano poisoning, so I'm doing a lot of different things. I'm developing a lot of different technologies. And my schedule's full on, you know, from doing research and development, doing my own shows, you know, doing interviews with you kind of thing, you know, everybody else. It's just what it is, you know. And then mm-hmm. I got people calling me all hours of the day and night from all over the world. Okay. Some home. Okay.
Is that your phone?
Yeah, I'm trying to get it down. You keep calling.
Unplug my phone when I go. But sometimes I forget. I have a phone here in my office, and I forget to unplug it, and then it rings.
Well, I can't unplug it because I can't unplug it because it's connected to another segment. So.
All right. Yeah. So. I get these. That's okay. Well, just.
Anyway, hopefully they'll get the message like the fifth time.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anyway, so again, my schedule and my demands in my life, and again, what I'm doing, I'm not working physically like I used to when I was younger. I'm working more mentally. So my diet is geared to my brain, geared to my immune system, geared to my for endurance. So, and that's how I eat, basically. And again, my immune system's up. I do take supplements. I'm always experimenting with different things. I collaborate with a lot of other people and different, you know, ideas. We're kicking things around all the time. So everybody then goes about and tries whatever they're trying to see what the results, and then they bring it to the table. And mm-hmm. this is how we figure out what really works and what doesn't, because, again, you know, you read a lot of stuff. Like, we're looking at one product now. I got three of us are on this one product. We read the reviews. We read the research. We went into the research on it. I mean, the research is extremely extensive on it. And so when I talked to the guys I was with, I said, well, if this thing does even one-third of what it says, it'll be remarkable. Because, I mean, whenever something tells me it's going to do 99 things or it's going to do them all well, I know that's just a lot of horse hockey.
Right.
So but if it does even 30%, of what, depending on what they're saying, obviously, right? But mm-hmm. but if it does even 30% of some of the high-end things that it says it's going to do, then it's worth looking into and investigating. So three of us right now are checking it out. We're doing different things. Two of us are doing the same thing, similar components we've added to it to see what goes on. There's another party, and then based on that, we can then I got guys that come in here to my shop, ask them if they want to try something, they do, and they get feedback that way. And so a lot of times when we get a consistent success rate with it, then we'll say, you guys might want to try this. This is what we've seen. This is the results we're seeing using this product this way. Because not everything has, again, some things have to be combined, and they forget those details.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Now, have you ever heard of the batch flower essences? It's spelled B-A-C-H, but
Bach flower, yeah.
Right, but they pronounce it batch. But okay. Tell me what you think about those.
The only one that I've ever really noticed that really works is a rescue remedy.
Oh, right, yes.
Seems like that one, and the reason why I say that because they've even given that to animals.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting results with the animals. So that one does work. I've seen it work with children. I've seen it work.
And they also have a cream that works real well.
Sorry? Yeah.
They also have the rescue remedy cream works really well.
Yeah. Even the liquid works.
Uh-huh.
So that one does work, and that's been consistent. So. And again, just like anything else, not everything works for everybody all the time. But
right.
It does seem to work, again, with a very high percentage of success with people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
What other things? Let's see. What else have you been doing? Now, your website. which I'm looking at now, augmentinforest.50webs.com, and that's kind of your main website, and people can